WNJE, listening. Actually would like to get the time from somebody since I don't have a watch or my phone. And I got third-party traffic making noise in the background.
It's 32 and 35 seconds in 0TR.
Okay, 32, UTC, 45 seconds. KJ4, YQ. Okay. Time, I appreciate it. How you doing, Tom?
Well, I'm just getting ready to walk out the door. I'm going to let you talk to YQK. I got to go move the car around from the carport to the basement and go take a couple of heart pills here. But good to hear you. And I'll turn you back over to Dave. This is N0TR.
There, Dave.
Okay,
YQK. Still here. I don't get on the radio much anymore. My hours are different, and I have a little dog that wants to try. Hold on a minute. Third party traffic.
Say something. Say something.
Oh, now she's being quiet. You gonna say something? Try sniffing the microphone. Echo link's working at all. You didn't hear me on echo link, did you? Touchy, but you're coming through pretty good now. How you been? I'll step out on the porch here so I can keep a... Hey, can you bring me my hat back, buddy? Stop, give me my hat. How you been doing? I seen that on Facebook. I thought that was pretty cool. Hold on, Lake Hartwell now. I got a Catalina 25. The closest thing I can come to is a toothpick on Hartwell. But, hey... That's the way it goes. Maybe in the near future. No, I'm not getting another boat. I already had one. It was nice while I had it. Glad while I got rid of it.
Me, $1,000, 25-footer, full outboard engine. And the sails are good on it. And the boat's pretty good shape for $1,000.
What a good price for a 25. Are you kind of sort of rebuilding as it goes along?
Out sailing on it a couple of times already. I put a new outboard on it. I just had it out about maybe 2 weekends ago with Wyatt.
Sailboat on Lake Harwood. There's enough wind on. Yeah, I guess there would be. I seen some pictures that you guys were had posted on Facebook. Was that at Lake Harwell?
Charleston. We were sailing in Charleston, a big boat.
I like it that you were in Charleston. It didn't look like a lake area, but I remember seeing pictures.
So we're on a 45-footer. I took it out in Charleston Harbor. That's what I learned on.
Certificate of, so you got to go through some sort of sailing class if you have a certain size boat. W1JE for ID.
To rent a boat, we call bear charting. You gotta have ASA certification, some type of sailing certification.
Makes sense considering sailing a boat is not the same as you would be, you know, learning the rules of who's got right of way on the versus a powerboat. But it never really dawned on me. I thought you just kind of bought a sailboat and learned how to sail. Paid somebody.
Hey, but you wouldn't be able to rent a boat and your insurance be high. The ASA, get the certification where I can, let's say I go down to Fort Lauderdale, I want to charter a boat and take it to the Bahamas. They will let me rent that boat and take it to the Bahamas.
Hey, Blackie, just give me a couple weeks notice for vacation. I'll swap the decks for you.
Why, he's the, he does that. That's funny, but I'm actually looking at buying a bigger boat for the intercoastal. I might get a 36-footer and keep it down on the intercoastal.
It's a full crew. Aye, aye, Captain. I retire in about 4 years. I could maintain it at the dock, and then when you're ready to take it out, you can leave me behind.
I'm planning to talk about setting sail. We go on a cruise down to Florida, cut across the center of Florida, and get over to Gulf of Mexico, visit some places there, head down to the Keys. Come around the Keys over to Miami, then we'll set sail for the Bahamas.
Not that much time. You'd probably have to go without me then. Pencil start.
Do it. energy to do something by the time I retire. But yeah, it's getting close. It's getting close.
The hard part. I'm about to land next door to me and clearing it, and that zaps all the energy out of you.
I got a half acre, and I can barely maintain that myself.
4 acre, I think about 450 feet of riverfront property now. I got space for a tennis tower.
Tower?
It's upon a tower up now.
You stand back and say you're doing a good job. That I can do.
I got a new radio coming in next week. I went ahead and upgraded my Flex 5000. I got one of the Flex 6400s coming in. I'll be setting that up next week, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
Still with my good old-fashioned O-Shing. In fact, it'll transmit and receive on both sides, but one side of the LEDs went bad, and so it's kind of like I can tell what I'm on this side, but the other side's kind of a hit and miss. I try and program FM radio once in a while on it.
See, I'm still operating the Yaesu here. I think you've seen the Yaesu I got before, the Yaesu FT1D, the handheld.
You right now? You sound good for a handy talkie.
On the porch here, watching the dog. I got a new dog. His name's Stewart. He is a mess. He's 3 years old this October.
Dogs now, or did... Oh, God, I can't remember the other dog's name.
Passed away, and now I have Stewart. He'll be 3 years old, golden retriever.
Age to get into everything and go sailing on a boat. Yeah, you gotta love it. Has he been on the boat?
22-footer. He has not been on my new boat that I have. I got a little bit more stuff I want to do before I bring him out there. And once I get that down, I can build a rampway so I can get down to the cabin because of the stairs.
What kind of dog is it? Another retriever?
Golden retriever. He's full blood. I got him out of down there in Lawrence County.
Yeah, we got us a Stafford Terrier now. My youngest daughter happened to have hit it with a car and then took it to the vet. And along with the Stafford Terrier comes a little brown thing that yaps a lot. So we end up with two after our other two passed on. Oh, golly, probably about 3 years ago now.
Maybe almost 4 years ago was because we had Stewart about maybe 8 months after Blondie passed away, a year, maybe.
Flies. They said time goes by faster the older you get, and that's darn true. I really, that long. Wow.
Fit him, would be able to fit in my hand. Now he's like 6, 9 pounds.
Some people, you can pick him up in your hand. Now what does he do? He's in that terrible three or terrible two. No, terrible threes.
Where he thinks he's a little dog and he jumps on your chest when you lay in bed.
Hi, Lewis. You're making a lot of noise in the background. Hang on. Third party traffic. Can you see something? See something? See something? I guess. You know, every time I talk on the microphone, she starts to yap a little bit, put the mic in front of her face, and she's quiet and looks at it.
Gets to do that when I talk on the radio. She'll start barking and stuff. Stewart, he just lay down and watch me talk.
One would be that way. Actually, we got Tallulah. She's our Stafford Terrier. And she's sweet. Sweet as all get out. But can be a handful. She's about 75 pounds, 65, 75, somewhere around there. I haven't weighed her. My wife did. And I can't remember what it was, but she's pretty good size.
Dog is the smaller they think they are. They're a big dog stuck in a little dog's body or the other way around. I forget, they all get confused.
Down to attitude. That's what it is, the attitude.
He realizes that we own the yard next door now. So every time I take him for a walk, he wants to walk for the yard next door.
Going. My daughter just showed up, and she's got a ton of groceries, and I brought one of the dogs with me, the big dog. Oh, this is going to go over well. W1JE, I'll be clear. catch you later on. This is KJ4, YQK.
M4 GZK signing on mobile.
This is KJ4, YQK, not mobile.